There are two lists to create. One is your niche market list, and the other is your dream list. So let's start with the niche. You identified your niche market earlier, and I'm hoping you've tested it and have some confidence with it. If you haven't, make sure you do so, so that you feel rock solid about it. Your niche lists, they need to be a list of names of specific people, not titles, not categories or groups, actual people. You want their contact info. Phone number, cell phone is better, email, social media coordinates, all of it. And while I won't go into CRM systems here, you want one. Start doing some homework, or if you have questions, post them in the Facebook Advisor Growth Network group and we can get you some answers. You need this list because you're gonna wanna keep track of who you contacted, when you contacted them, how you contacted them, how much you've invested in them, and who else they're connected with. The list is key to your success. The other list is your dream list. And I haven't met an advisor yet who hasn't said at some point, oh, I really wish I had that family as a client, or that business owner would change my career if they were my client, or something to that effect. Now, this kind of steps away from the niche a little bit, but I think it's worth it. I encourage you to make a dream list of clients in your city or niche or your area. Who are the clients that you think might be out of your reach, but that if you got them, it would be game changing. Make the list of their names. There might be 10 or 20 or two of them. And here's what I'd suggest you do with it. First, keep it on your mental radar all the time. Be aware of them. Listen for references to them or about them. Learn about them. What are they dealing with or might be dealing with or aspiring toward? Who's taking care of them right now and how are they doing? Second, look for opportunities to show up on their radar. Don't pursue business with them yet, but show up. Is there an organization that they're a part of that you could be part of? Are they a member of a club or a member somewhere that you could be a member of? Do you have shared friends? Get on their radar. Third, for 1 hour a week, think about how you might connect with one or more of them. Give some brain space to how you could meet them, how you could connect with them or interact with them or serve them or enjoy some time with any of them. This accounts to maybe half a day a month. It's not a ton of time, but if you open a relationship with just one of them, it could be game changing. Give yourself that time each week and look upwards to that small group of dream clients. You'd be shocked what can happen. So here's your action task. Take time right now to create a draft list of dream clients. You don't have to tell anyone or share it with anyone, but make the list. The brain looks for what you tell it to look for. So give your brain this list.